Efforts from advocacy groups have finally gotten the political ball rolling with the Senate's inquiry into Newstart. With hearings going around the nation, it is important that people living on Newstart get to have a fair say directly to those people in power. This morning, local councils, NGOs, and people living on Newstart got to have their say in a hearing in Adelaide. Sam Shetler, State Coordinator for the Anti-Poverty Network, spoke about his experience with the hearing.
They basically had no inclusion measures that our members could attend. First of all, we didn't receive an invite, despite being the organization which has pushed for 18 councils to support a race to Newstart, helped lift Newstart to the national discussion, and generally being a group of people of lived experience on these Social Security payments. To not receive an invite when these hearings come to SA kind of put my mood a bit off. So then when we contacted them and had ACOS contact them, they invited us, and the mood got a bit better. But then I had to struggle with the venue they had chosen. In the end, Angry Care Next Door let us use the space, but the Senate committee and the venue itself, which is the Playford Council, weren't really doing much for social inclusion of people on low incomes. So the mood coming in was a bit off, but our members are very brave and outspoken and told truth to power today.
So do you feel that these people felt validated in this hearing, that they managed to get their stories out?
Folks today, some of them felt empowered that they could speak directly to someone who is in the office of power. And in that sense, it was empowering. But we're definitely under no false hope that these people will change the rate of Newstart or change job active, for example. But we do acknowledge that this is an important process to go through to continue to put pressure on this government, which acts on their ideology and not for the concern of the people of this country. There was an inquiry into poverty earlier this year where the report, which was a, whatever you call it, a bipartisan one with the Liberal and Labor, and they did recommend a race to Newstart. So that was really good to see earlier this year. And they also recommended some other good measures like income-based scale for fines, of which the new transport minister, Stephen Dole, has completely dismissed. So that was some hopeful signs, but that has dimmed since.
Was this an exercise in futility for the Anti-Poverty Network, or do you feel like you got something out of it?
Several new people came along today and were able to tell their stories, which is always empowering, like I said, speaking directly to the decision makers, which we are intentionally disconnected from every day of our lives, every institution we walk into. And that's why we had to go through councils, and we got 18 councils in SA and 38 nationally on board to support race to Newstart, because it's the closest level of government to us. And, you know, these Liberals' mantra, and even Labor to some extent, is that they just focus on the three R's: rates, rubbish, and whatever the R is. And it's just bollocks. And it's sad that we have to go that route, because the further they go up, state, federal, the more disconnected they come. And so it was empowering in that aspect to speak directly to them. So definitely not futile. And it's good to continue to put pressure on the government and possibly the next government. And we're going to get somewhere. We know that they're likely going to go with divide and conquer if we do get something. But we stand united.
So you're feeling optimistic about the direction this whole this conversation for the Raise a Newstart's going?
It's great to have 6 years of work pay off and have Newstart become a national conversation. So that is really good to have. We're not optimistic, we're realistic, and we keep pushing because our lives are on the line and we won't stop.
Sam Shetler, State Coordinator for the Anti-Poverty Network. Ross Womansley, CEO of SACOS, spoke about the importance of this hearing for those on Newstart.
There is nothing more powerful than people's personal stories to help shine a light on and explain in a very obvious and direct way what the implications of certain policies are. We've seen the Newstart allowance sitting basically at the same level for over 25 years now. And it means that people are now trying to get by, people who are unemployed and underemployed, are trying to get by with financial arrangements that just make it impossible to have a decent, you know, it clearly is time to raise the rate of Newstart. And there's not only would it be good for people who are, you know, in the unfortunate position of not being able to find work or enough work, it would be incredibly good for the economy in South Australia. And we know the economy here is having a hard time at this point in time. And we know from work that Deloitte Access Economics did last year that there would be a massive fillip. I think they estimated that if, in fact, the Newstart allowance was increased by $75 a week, it would increase the disposable income in South Australia by approximately $288 million in its first year. So that's an incredible economic stimulus for a state. And we also know that the thing about people who are unemployed and living on these allowances is that they will spend every cent, and usually most of that spending will take place in their local community. So our communities are likely to benefit from that kind of economic stimulus, and indeed, of course, individuals and their families who are, you know, trying to get by in pretty awful circumstances get the extra support that they might require.
Do you think there's other social issues that could benefit from a hearing like this?
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, the Parliament is consumed with all sorts of issues that, and there are all sorts of social issues that, in fact, demand both inquiry and response. And sometimes I wonder, there are many instances where we actually have had lots of inquiries, but in fact what we seem to lack is the genuine implementation effort that needs to follow the inquiry. So we assemble rafts of recommendations and then we don't place the effort that's required in order to implement those recommendations.
Ross Womersley, CEO of SACOS, speaking about the Senate inquiry into Newstart and the hearings that have been taking place in South Australia today, hearings that have been taking place all over the nation.